Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is Monday, 27th of February, 2012. And since we just came through a weekend here, let's do a clearing here for maybe anxiety for people. So if you'd like to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, if you're on the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio, you would scroll down to probably, I don't know, maybe 30% down, 25% down on your screen there. And it's a very large picture of the light beam. I think if you do a control, no, just an F, I think, F11. Yeah, if you do F11, then you get rid of the stuff on the top of your screen. And now it's even better. Wow. So I don't know if that works on Macintosh or not, but on mine it does, being a laptop PC, so F11. And we'll bring in the energy of the males this time, and they'll help to clear anxieties from you. So here we go. Just watch the light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so if you did have anxiety over the weekend, just think of what it might be that you encountered, and we'll have that taken away. So I'm going to do some counting to release it from you. I'll go through the chakras like we do on the website here for the online healings. So here we go. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, and 1st chakra cleared. So, if that sounds familiar to you, but here I'm having clearings, that's me. We'll do some more here. 6th chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, 1st chakra cleared. And we'll just clear away some more energy here. And we could do another clearing. We have one for, let's do extreme anxiety, okay? Maybe that helped you out, but you go, man, I still have a little bit there. And it helped, but it's not completed. So this is for people that have extreme anxiety. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, and 1st chakra cleared. So one more time. 6th chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared. Wow, I'm yawning. 2nd chakra cleared and 1st chakra cleared. Okay, so we'll just see how you all are doing. And I could do one more for possibly, I guess we'll do fear. Here we go. We'll keep the light beam up. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, think of a fear. 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, 1st chakra cleared. Again, 6th chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, 1st chakra cleared. Okie doke. So, let's see. Yes, back to you, Kathy, if you're out there, for a minute ago or so.
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here. Hi, everyone. I really appreciate that clearing, Ron, that anxiety and chakra clearing. I could just feel the anxiety or stress just evaporating off of me. And I just feel so much better now. And I just want to mention to everyone that those clearings are on the website, the anxiety clearing and the extreme anxiety also from creationlightship.com. For a purchase for whole life. Let's see. Ron, are we going to be taking any callers today?
We could do that. That'd be fine.
Okay. All right. Then let me announce the call-in numbers that are listed on your bbsradio.com website or under Station 1. And there is also a toll-free number for the USA and Canada, which is 888-627-6008. Comments and questions to Ron are welcome. So anything about the divine healings or other relevant matters, you can either call or list your question in the BBS Fast Chat, which can be accessed through the BBS website where it says Live Chat. Let's see. So we do have some questions already on the Fast Chat. Shall I go ahead and get to those now, Ron?
That'd be great. Sure.
All right. There was one from Mike at the very beginning where he mentions that there were some spaceship clouds in Europe this past weekend and last week, I think. And he's wondering if those were a hologram.
I don't, I see them as being, well, everything is a hologram here, but as far as when that was projected as a spaceship hologram, no, that was actually a ship behind the clouds. So, yes, sometimes they can bring forth a hologram of whatever you are thinking of or want to believe in. Let's just say that you're in a group setting with 100 people. And we'll just say that for some reason these 100 people are very spiritual. So they can actually tune into your thoughts the day out there, okay? And there's many different types of A's, so I'll just leave it very, very broad and general. And they can actually, if you're, say you're in a religious group thinking of Jesus, they can actually materialize how Jesus would look up in the clouds just for your group on a hologram. So that is possible. And, you know, they can also do things where it's kind of like almost three-dimensional, too. That's what I believe happened in, where was it, in Phoenix, Arizona, where they had the Phoenix Lights. They had a, like a saucer shape, not saucer, but a boomerang shape type of ship cloud. And that was actually performed by someone here. Projecting that as artificial intelligence in a hologram with the blinking lights. So that's what everybody saw. That was not a alien ship. It was made by someone, something. I can't get into too much detail on that, but that was a created artificial intelligence picture in the clouds. Probably somebody was testing something. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, that's interesting. And Mike also wants to know if he's going to be working on the alien attack page, which are the predominant alien energies to clear first? He's asking, who are the worst of the bunch?
Well, everybody is connected differently to these different groups. I would probably take the ones that you have heard about because they probably wanted you to hear those names to have recognition that they're connected to you, validation on their part. So the names that you have heard a lot about, I would probably work on those names first. The Grays have had a lot of information, you know, throughout the media about them and stuff, and that they're bad, etc., but I don't think they're that bad of an alien race compared to the other ones. I know the Grays have did abductions on people, but I think they're the ones that are kind of being spotted as the bad guys, and the other ones are probably maybe 1,000 times worse. So that's what I perceive here. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I just want to mention quickly to BBS, if you're listening, that Janice is reporting that the sound is gone via the phone line. Okay, so going to the next comment. Alice is thanking you for the anxiety clearing. And Liz is asking, is Monday typically higher in anxiety?
Well, I think for a lot of people it might be. Remember, it depends what program you're running. You know, the live for the weekend type of energy, you know, there's a song for that, a rock and roll song about that. I don't know if it was, what was the name? Something Lewis in the News or something, I think made a song.
Living for the Weekend?
Yeah, for the weekend or something like that.
Living for the weekend. Mm-hmm.
Some people actually, you know, go through the week, and each day that goes from Monday on, they get excited because they're no longer going to work and they can live and party. And then Monday comes, and they have to recover from the weekend. whatever they have done, and then they have like low energy, and they have that anxiety of going to work because their weekend is crashed. So that could be true too. I think we have a phone call, a caller on. I heard a beep, I think.
Hi, caller. If you're there, will you please go ahead and state your name and question for Ron?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Oh, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I had a question for Ron, and my question is this, that is it true that the clones, they control our life, whereas the barcodes, they would control our behavior? As an example, if a person has a bully barcode and another has a victim barcode, wouldn't they have to release their barcodes before they can change?
Yeah, that would be good, yeah. That's kind of what we're talking about here a little bit, similar on the same lines, yeah, that, you know, you bring forth the program, which would be a barcode, it'd be a program of maybe anxiety from the weekend. And so that could be set in place so that you don't want to go to work, or maybe you sleep in extra long and got to frantically hurry to work or something. So that would all be a program that you would be running, unfortunately. And, yeah, I would say you're correct on the first part, that phone is behavior. Is that what you said? And then the barcode.
Yes, that's right. The barcode controls our behavior.
Yep, and the barcode is controlling your behavior. Yeah, so. Oh, it's like the clone is the conduit, and the barcode tells the clone what to do, the program. Yep,
uh-huh.
That's what I would say. So that could be definitely true.
Okay. I notice some people have a barcode where they create a catastrophe out of everything that happens when there's just ordinary things going on, and then the other person, they may become a victim, or they may see through that and understand it, and it just doesn't affect them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good that nobody would be, the person would not be affected. It means they clean themselves out enough, or they're just not shaking hands with that program. Maybe one has
uh-huh.
an Apple program and one has a Microsoft, you know, and they just don't
uh-huh.
interface. And maybe the two alien races that created these two people don't like each other, so they don't want their programs to mix either. That could be possible
uh-huh.
by the the alien race, even by the time-sharing program for programs. The amount of money or something, so they didn't get connected to the people as well as they would like to have been. So that can happen.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, okay. Well, thank you, Ron.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
Okay.
Huey Lewis in the news. That's good. Yeah, got it. Well, Loverboy. Yeah, Loverboy did it, I think. Maybe, yes. Okay, so...
Okay, Ron. CMD is asking about the psychic billboard, wants to know what it is, that clearing, and how does it work, the psychic billboard. Could you please explain a little bit about it?
We put the psychic billboard up because once you realize that you're being controlled by a program, and that this program that's controlling you is in your auric field, then people respond and read your auric field and come into your life according to what it says. So if you're having a bad day, and the auric field is transmitting that you're having a bad day, or maybe you woke up with the bad day program, then people will read that and give you a bad day. And so it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So it's a way that the aliens can bring into you the energy of whatever they want to control you with. And it's typically probably selected by your natal chart, and the complications of all that's in there that we probably don't even understand here. We just know that the general things about it, about having your astrology done and you've seen what planets are affecting you, but there's probably so much more. That's just probably like a grain of sand of what's really happening. So basically, the billboard clearing, psychic billboard clearing, will allow you to go into the alien program of darkness, and just like changing something. And you go in there, and you type in where you think you are right now. What are you dealing with? What's your stuff? And naturally, you're going in there because you want to change something that you may not agree with is happening to you, even though it is happening. You may not understand it, but you wonder why something keeps happening to you in your life. So, or you want to change that because you've had it for a long time. So you enter in the first box. There's three boxes. And you put the same thing in all three of the top boxes. first one is how your mind is controlling you. That's your thoughts. Those thoughts are being programmed in you, so naturally your thoughts are pretty strong. Your thoughts control your reality. And the next box is how other people's thoughts are imprinting on your billboard, too. They could be stronger than your own. And then the last box, number three, is what the aliens want to adjust and change in you. So you can take each one of those three boxes and make them all the same, which is where you are right now. And that's probably where you don't want to be. In the box underneath that, you just put down what you want to change, how you want that your life to be transmitted to other people, what they want to read from you as they connect with you energetically. Put that down, and then you monitor the psychic billboard probably every day or two. I would not go past 2 days because people will respond to you differently. And from there, then you're able to go into a new consciousness of what the billboard program is, and you can keep changing that like every couple of days. And you can move forward instead of being stuck with that old program for years. That's what it's for, so you're able to take control of your life on a energetic level that people see about you. And that's the way it works. If you all noticed, you probably have seen young children being around adults, and sometimes you know, you might force a young child, if you have a young child, to go see Uncle Harry or somebody, and the kid starts crying. You go, wow, why is this? Why is she crying or he crying? You know, because the child sees all that psychic billboard energy, and they don't like it. Go to somebody else, and they'll come up to the person probably and be very loving, but to this one person they don't like. That's because they're reading the psychic billboard. What's in there? And I'm sure it goes into many, many layers of things, but what you want to have change is what you know you're dealing with to get out of that situation, because it might have 100 different things on it. No? So when you change that, then you're able to move forward in the way and direction that you choose to go. So you're just changing a program. Remember, you're changing your program in you to something else. It's still going to be a program. I don't think the aliens really care a hoot what's in there, because they're assuming that the natal chart's already taken over. And, you know, once it's programmed, it just runs on its own until you die. But by you going in there, you're able to change and correct it the way you want it to be. So that's the way that the billboard clearing works. And I think it's $20 for the month. And if you have difficulties in your life and you have a lot of stuff going on, then I'd recommend doing the self-empowerment session. And that lasts for 6 weeks. The price, I'm not sure, but I think it's $50 or $60 for 6 weeks. So go in there and do all that clearing and clear all those, whatever is listed. I think there's 39 different issues. And you will have it somewhere in you, even though you may not have it in this lifetime. It's still with you, and that can still affect you. So just go in there and clear these out, and then also use a psychic billboard, and you probably have a pretty good success create your reality the way it's supposed to be. Remember, if you want something, the way the law of the darkness works, the law of cause and effect, if you want something, they're going to bring up all the stumbling stones in the way so you can't get it. And your body does this because it knows that it's blocked. And it would like to have what you're asking for. So it will also bring up all the stumbling stones inside of you, all the negative stuff, to keep you from having your desire. So it's all cleared out. That's the way the body works with your spirit. It's there to clean out densities. So if you say you want to, you know, people always talk about getting extra income or more money. If you want more money in your life and you put that on your billboard, well, what's going to be the next program activated? Is it going to be you tripping and falling? Are you going to, you know, get into a car wreck, you know, where you have to sue somebody to get your money? You got to be very careful what you ask for, okay? Because that could happen. So, but normally what will happen is something will come in there to invalidate that process. So you want to keep checking your program and work your way through this here. And you can find out what's happening, you know, if you want to get maybe an extra $100 a week by doing something, and then all of a sudden you have a tire blowout on your car and it takes away $150 by paying the tow truck and everything else and a new tire or something, then you realize that, yeah, you got some blockages because you can't get what you want. It's not the fact that you're drawing darkness to you, or the darkness, you know, is saying no. You can't have that. It's your body having the blockages that's coming up in your DNA. So you want to clean those out. That's why you want to keep going on it every couple days so that you don't have maybe some negative things happening to you automatically, which could happen. And I'm not saying that it's going to be all 100% great once you do that clearing, but you want to monitor and then navigate through these problems and then also figure out what's going on to clear that issue. So that's the way the billboard works. So basically, you put in there where you are, what your issue is, we'll say. And then in the box underneath it, you put how you want that issue changed. And, you know, just do it gently. And then you won't have major problems, you know. Because if you ask for $1 million, well, maybe that's what the lawsuit would be 10 years from now, you know, in the court system. And you may get $1 million in 10 years, you know, from a car wreck or something. So you don't want to go in there and bring stuff into your reality that's way overboard from what your energy can hold. Remember, you're not having what you want because your body's stuff full of blocked energies. You have to release those energies so that you're able to receive what you want. And also the clone bodies may have a big effect on that also. Hopefully I answered the question properly for you. So you don't want to, you know, just request stuff for what's reasonable to you. Maybe $100 a week is too much, but, you know, $50 is no problem. So make it $50. You might just slide into that easily and then grow into that. Maybe the next week put $60 and next week put $70. And maybe that might be an easy transition for you. Where before, maybe you've been trying to make $50 extra income a week for 2 years. Hasn't happened because they're not allowing you to change that program. Oh, hopefully that's helpful. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and CMD, by the way, as you can tell, Ron is here to help us with the clearing. So should you purchase that clearing, the psychic billboard, and you get started on it and have questions, you can always recontact Ron either here or through the Q&A that Ron holds after the shows on Wednesdays and Fridays. And on the Q&A, you can type in your question, and if it's a little bit more personal or particular to you, and then Ron will read it, read the answer to, or tell you the answer during the Q&A program. So there's lots of help available. Before I get to the next comments, BBS, I just wanted to alert you that the telephone line is only partially working. The listeners can hear the callers, but not Ron. So thank you, BBS, for checking on that. And then there's another question about healings and clearings. But first, Nu is asking if we can get notifications in the email about body jumpstart options and any new healings, Ron.
Let's see. Yeah, we're the clearing for the 2012 abduction clearing, which was initially for the Mayans. The Ascension one should be probably changed maybe by today or tomorrow. It'll have a drop-down box. You can enter into that different information. The other clearings are coming up. We're working with one of the clearings right now. And let me see what that one is here. I'll pull it up here in a second. Very easy for me. Just take... Yeah, we're doing the problematic or situation barcode removal. That'll be coming up hopefully within a week or two here. So we're just starting on that one, too. We got quite a few on the plate right now going to be put up. So they should probably all be up within a couple of weeks here. So back to you, Kathy.
That's great news. We'll be waiting to hear about the arrival of those new clearings. Some people are commenting they have to buy and do so many clearings. It seems like it's getting that way, but they're all for the best. And it's good that we know them about them ahead of time. And speaking of clearings, Micah is asking if you could possibly review the empowerment process healing clearing. I guess that's the self-empowerment healing.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I don't have it up on my... you have it up yourself, Kathy?
Not at the moment, but I can look. I'll be glad to look.
That one has, I think, 39 issues. It's a wonderful clearing to do. This is designed for people who are, like, stuck in their life. They don't know how to get out of the box because they have so many issues. Remember, the issues that we have on the website, and I could probably put up, 10 more, but I'm just, like, kind of not wanting to do that. But everybody has issues. We just had one today. Somebody was talking about, I forgot what it was. It may have been courage or something. But the jump start is $60, $50 for 6 weeks, 39 options on it. So that's a very nice clearing to have. And if you don't think you have a problem, it'll be very good. It'll also be in the Prosperity Bundle. It'll be coming up shortly here. I'm trying to look here for the information that
I know it's $50. I know it's $50, and I'm pulling it up now. I'm trying to pull it up here, but it's not coming up. I have it myself, so I'm trying to look at the page to see what it says. Okay, well, it just says it's $50 per month, and you can get the unlimited for an additional $50. That's what it says on the actual page, self-empowerment. So, but I don't have the actual clearing showing here. Let's see. Now, Ron, while we're looking that up.
If you want to check out what it says there, the different energies, I'll just describe what it's for. So this clearing is designed for people that are basically stuck. So I get people who call me off and on, trying to move out of their house, they're trying to do stuff to self-empower themselves, and they just can't seem to have anything work correctly for them, even though they don't feel like they did anything wrong in life and they don't deserve where they are. But, the stuff happens to them all the time, and they don't know what to do. So this clearing is designed for that type of person and anyone else who would like to just experience some of these blockages off of you. So this is like a Band-Aid clearing because it will get you moving. A lot of these clearings would be, in a sense, a whole lifetime clearing also if you need to go deeper. But I put this one up to, like, give you a big jump start into self-empowerment so that you can get cleaned off enough to find your way out of the dung pile. Hate to use that word, but dung pile to me means something else, but it's still probably in the dung pile. So you can get out of that, out of your own way, and move on with your life to start anew again. And like I said, working hand in hand with that, and once you get yourself cleared off, then I'd recommend, after you clean yourself off, do the psychic billboard, because your programming will probably be greatly affected by what's on a self-empowerment clearing. So you want to clean that out of you. So yes, the self-empowerment clearing will be part of the prosperity clearing. I know that was being worked on a few days ago, so that should be coming up shortly. Hopefully by the end of the week, it'll be up here. Oh, anything else, Kathy, that I need to add?
That is good for 6 weeks.
Yes. Yeah, it does need that much time because a lot of people can only do a clearing once a night or something. And you may wish to do a clearing over again on it, too.
Great. Well, we're getting a lot of questions about the clearings today and some that we can even do ourselves. Tony from L.A. is asking about the how to shrink wrap your energy, our energy. And does the shrink wrap work 100% of the time? Keep us 100% safe or just a little bit? Can you explain about how that works?
Yeah, nothing is 100%. I don't like to talk in absolutes, but it will help you greatly. To bring your body energy to your body. That's, what happens. It brings your energy to your body so that you won't have Klingons or energies from other people attaching to you, because they, or or field of people will mix. You don't want to have that field mixing with people. It won't be slimed as much as before.
Okay, sounds good. And Liz is asking if anything is going on with planetary alignment between Venus, Jupiter, and the Moon, et cetera, that you might know of.
Not that I know of, no. I have a question from Micah, $50 for 42 days. Yeah, that's for the self-empowerment clearing. Prosperity bundle will have two prices, 50 and 100. And the I think the $50 one has four clearings in it, and the $100 one has three additional. So I think it's seven total. That'll be coming up shortly here. That's designed to help you, again, get rid of energies that could be blocking your prosperity. Naturally, just by doing the clearing of the self-empowerment one, that one there is just a great clearing to have just by itself. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so let me check this really quick here. I thought I saw a couple questions.
Then we got a body jump start. The body jump start is for people with problems with their body, okay? Some kind of condition. That one's a nice one to do. It's designed to help you get into better health. Back to you again, Kathy.
Okay, and how about that special clearing you mentioned, the situational problematic clearing, the barcode?
Yes.
Did you mention a price on that?
I can't recall what it's going to be.
Okay, that's the situation barcode. That's the one. Okay.
Yeah, I think it might be $50, and it might be good for a couple of months. I'm still checking on that. That's what I think they're going to be. What that clearing is for is for people who have things happening to them. I have the text in front of me, but I'm not good at reading one word at a time, and I don't think I could paste it in. I try to paste it to you here on the spot.
Okay. And Janice is saying she still doesn't have any sound BBS. Sorry.
Paste it to you. Into the messenger here. Happens. You only got part of it. So let's see. I'll try to find the other part. Okay. If you want to start reading, you could.
Yes, here we go. Oh, wow. See why you said that. Okay, it says self-empowerment healing, 6 weeks. Problematic or situational barcode removal. A barcode is a time-activated energetic stamp placed into your body's DNA and or your spirit that can create or influence a problematic situation or event in your life. The problematic or situational barcode removal is a general barcode clearing in which you choose the topic about which you want just blew up, that you want barcodes released from. You clear as many barcodes as you feel you need. This clearing will release barcodes from both your body and your spirit simultaneously. An ascension barcode could also activate or complicate your condition. In 2012, a great deal of activation is taking place and is it is recommended that you do the Ascension 2012 barcode clearing prior to addressing your problematic event or situation. It is also recommended that you timeline crash your issue at least 100 times. Okay, just a second. to eradicate bleed through energies from those other timelines. Note, do not use this barcode clearing for any other barcode clearings already listed at creationlighttip.com, such as Ascension 2012. Anyway, it gives a whole list of those. If you are unsure of a topic usage for this problematic or situational barcode removal, please send an email to creationlightship.com for confirmation. Okay, so that was it, essentially.
Yep, so that one's on its way. They'll have a lot of clearings on it there to help you. That's the text for it, so we're still working with it here. So it's just stuff that always happens to you. Some people have an illness. Maybe they had an illness maybe every year in February, don't know why. That could be a barcode put on you that gets activated yearly. You buy a new pair of shoes, and every time you buy a new pair of shoes, somebody steps on them, you know. That could be a situation barcode, you know. You've got patent leather shoes, and somebody ground their foot and take your shoe, and it, all of a sudden it's no good. So there are things that recycle, and so this could be a way possibly to get rid of that, okay? And say that you have a barcode on it, but might be worth investigating why you have things that reoccur all the time in your life. Or, you know, you may have a cancer problematic situation, you know, something like that. I can't guarantee it'll get rid of cancer, but it could be a reason why you have your illness. Also, it could be a clone having that particular energy, too, but clone body replica of you. Hundreds or thousands of them, but aside from that, this clearing should help you with things that you just know isn't right in your life, and you think that something around you, this big cloud of darkness is over your head, don't know how to get out of it. This might be the way to do that. But I can't guarantee that it's going to fix your life and you're going to be hunky-dory after that, but it's a way that we can, you know, at least look at something and maybe eradicate some of these problems. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Right, I just got the other part you sent. It says, you may have themes running through your life, such as depression, that black cloud, you are accident prone, you have a lot of misfortune, you have bad luck, you have problems being understood by others or understanding others. Look for themes in your life, either constant or recurring. I skipped reading that part. I know you just said that, but it bears repeating how important this is. So thank you so much for creating this for us, Ron. Sounds like something some of us will just jump on right away. okay, so let me go back over to
What that would be good for, too, a lot of you out there may know that things recycle in your life, and this could be good for that situation, you know. Probably have something that, you know, is a reoccurring situation that seems to always happen when you do something with the cause and effect energy. And so sometimes people don't even want to do what they used to do because they're afraid this is going to happen. And maybe it's happened 5 times in your life, and you go, walk away, Renee, I don't want to do this any longer. It could be something that's real beneficial for you, but they put that code on you to prevent you from doing maybe your life passion or something like that, what you want to do. You should have free will, free choice continuously, but when they start taking away things, especially things that you like, then that could be the problem. So, and this could also work for addictions. I don't think we put that in the text. Maybe we might add that, but it's still a situation. A situation would be an addiction, like having, you know, that... the pretzels or the popcorn at night or something, watching your TV program. You know, they may have did something to you to cause problems. Hard to say, but that could be a possibility. Anyway, this clearing's for that to help you move forward. Well, the only reason why we have clearings on the website is because, you know, people have stuff wrong with them. I would love just to do my initial, you know, emotional clearing and mental body clearing and sensory past life emotional, and they do the 4-in-1, and we'd be done, man. We'd be out of here. Be able to get everybody cleaned up with 4 clearings. And now, you know, there's a lot more. It's because humanity, people, have so much stuff stuck inside of them that we have to have more clearings. Like I said, I could probably put on an additional 10 of them if I, you know, thought I could do that, but I'm just getting tired of doing so many clearings, you know, having these things up. But not that it's not beneficial, but like, what next, you know? I forgot what somebody was talking about earlier today or yesterday about a clearing, too, and I go, oh, geez, you know, I don't want to to that one. We do have a clearing on which I don't talk about, which is, I think, a courage clearing. That one's online. If you feel a little meek, a little timid, something like that, we have a clearing, a whole lifetime clearing for that. So I'll do a sample of that, then I'll turn it back over to Kathy. She's mentioning something there. Here we go, courage. And this is, we'll just start to help you, whatever that would be, preventing you from going forward. So here we go. One, remember, it's just your thoughts. If you look at it now, what I'm clearing away is an energy in your mind, in your thoughts, preventing you from being courageous, okay? So really, it's just preventing you from being who you are, what you wish to do for free choice, free will. Something came in to prevent that. So here we go. Courage clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Here we go. This clearing could work for somebody. We'll say somebody, what's the old story? You know, if you fall off of a horse, you have to get back on it again. Otherwise, you're going to be afraid to do it for the rest of your life, kind of. Maybe somebody, since we don't have horses that much any longer here, like in the old days, you know, maybe you got in a car wreck and you're afraid to drive. There are people like that. They get into a car, they start shaking, or they only want to drive when there's no traffic or something. Maybe the courage clearing could possibly take away that anxiety, the fear of doing that. So that might be worthwhile looking at. Also, we have the special clearing on for a whole lifetime clearing where you can clear the incident also. So anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and just wanted to remind everyone that there is another program today at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific and 9 o'clock Eastern. It's where Ron and Carrie will host a three-hour program on Rumor Mill News, and you can access that program through the creationlightship.com website on the lower left side where it says Radio Shows and Archives. RMN Radio. It will take you directly to a chat room, which is also the radio program. In addition to the healings on the website and radio programs, Ron offers live conference calls for additional healing and removal of our densities. The conference calls are held on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for about an hour at 5:30 p.m. Pacific and cost $20 each. Absentee attendance can be requested in advance or at the time of the call. You can sign up and pay through the creationlightship.com website at the top of the page where it says Special Weekly Clearings. Any of those links can take you directly to the conference call's page menu and secure online payment through PayPal or directions for sending check and money orders. Tuesday is Energetic Cording Removal Clearing. Wednesday is Healing on the Creation Lightship for an Hour with Water Light Code Charging. Thursday is the Clone Body Removal Clearing, and Friday is the Entity Clearing and Relief, all of which Ron highly recommends for ascension preparation. And Ron, since it's the end of the month, would you like to give a little bit of information about your schedule for the next month, March?
I'll be in New York after for probably a couple of weeks here. The expo starts the 23rd of March. It'll be during the weekend. And I'll probably maybe have some type of workshop afterwards following week before I leave there. So I would think if I do something, it'll probably be between maybe the 26th, maybe to the 1st of March. So we'll just see what happens as we put together what we're going to be doing back there. Let's see what else here. Probably will not be doing the 8-hour intensives next month. It would be a little complicated to do. I might do the 4-hour, but I'm still checking on that. I got a few days. I'll just check on the website maybe in half a week. We'll see what we're doing back there. That's basically what I'll be doing. If you haven't tried out any of those $20 calls on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, man, they're wonderful. People just start feeling really good because of the decloning and the cord calls, decording calls, and the other entities. Entities are a big one, too. So these are all kind of similar. You could probably use almost the same text for all of these because they are a foreign energy that's connected to you that you want to get off, and they affect your life. So that's that in the basic common denominator for all of these. We're just taking the three different energies that are affecting you mostly. So we didn't have any clone bodies in us. We'd have nothing to worry about, and ascension would come without us doing clearings. But because we have clone bodies and DNA and stuff, we have problems. That's what we're dealing with here, is trying to get everybody who chooses to become self-empowered, having your spirit with you. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and there's a lot of comments on the fast chat. People are getting interested in the problematic or situational barcode removal. Is that going to be the name of it, Ron, so they can start looking for it maybe Wednesday? Problematic? Is it called problematic or situational?
Yeah, that one may not be up that quick, but the name will be, find out later, probably today or tomorrow. Let me see.
Okay.
Here. Let me get the name here. I'm pulling it up right now. Got to go on to one more. Go. Mad. It'll be, problematic or situational barcode removal. That's what it'll be called.
Okay. And the one that you talked about that might be coming up starting maybe Wednesday, let's say, would be the new Ascension 2012 barcode clearing.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
And it will be called that.
It'll be the same one that's on. It'll be the 2012 barcode. Let me just pull the website up here. Oh, scroll down a ways here. Past it. Hey. Somebody else knows they could type it in here. 2012. I think it had 2012 at the beginning of it here.
Okay. Well, it does say Ascension 2012 on the side there.
So that's it. Ascension 2012. So that initially was for the Mayan stuff. We discovered more things, as you probably all well know, with the Atlantean and the Egyptian. Won't do a sample because people sometimes feel too well afterwards. Oh, question. I saw one up there about, I think it was Liz, about having chronic Lyme disease or something, what to do. I would probably recommend the Body Jumpstart clearing for that. It covers a lot of situations that we could have. Might even do a timeline crash on it, as you're typically maybe being abducted continuously on timelines and reinfected. So you might try maybe a week of timeline crashing. Stay on it. Since you have the illness, okay, there's different ways to look at it. Okay, I'll just talk about this here. One way is that you now have a diagnosis of this here, and those letters and those words are controlling you. Okay, so right away you go, uh-oh, I have chronic this. Okay, well, that chronic this is causing a problem because all of a sudden now it became in reality and real to you. You may want to do a timeline crash for the illness, along with possibly doing a natal chart clearing. I get on the conference call on Wednesday and ask people what they would recommend doing. But remember that those words, if you didn't have those words, maybe those words are empowering or disempowering you because you know what it is. When I do healings on people, it's, I would say, 100 times harder to heal something that is on the surface or has manifested physically. Much easier to work with internal organs and do things than it would be to have somebody having like a physical scar or something where I can take away you know, scar tissue inside easily because you don't actually see it and know about it. Or if you do, maybe think about it. It still isn't imprinted with your eyesight. So once your eyes see it, which would also be in text, and then you read about what you have, all of a sudden, man, it's like 100 times harder to heal. And that's just one suggestion. Maybe the natal chart one, which is designed to get rid of letters and numbers in your vocabulary, we'll say, to get those tracking codes off of you. But I would definitely do a timeline crash. Pay for a week of that and do that on your illness. So looks like we have probably about maybe three more minutes left. What else are we doing here? Yeah, get on the Q&As on Wednesdays and Fridays. Request information to be brought forth. And you go to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So if you have one right now that you'd like to put on the fast chat but not be able to get to it, then definitely go to clsquestions@yahoo. We have another website up that's just for information. And I believe it's, I think it's clsfreeinfo.com. And it will give you the information on what the free info is as far as the different radio programs and things, the times, how to activate them. So you can check that out and get some more information. Also, check out Wikipedia. That's on the website, too. It's even on this page here, on the home page, anyway, to the right of the light beam. That can give you a lot of information. Sometimes people have questions asked by their friends. They don't know how to respond. Just direct them to that. There is some good information there also, like a little Q&A. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Euros is wondering if the videos have been put on the website yet from the last expo in Los Angeles, the Conscious Life Expo.
I just finally got one of the discs, so I'll be looking at it to see how it looks. And we'll see how that works out. So we'd like to get the workshop up. That's when I did the cloning. It'd be very interesting for people to see and watch. I do have one of those that I'll be putting up. Well, Kathy, I guess our time is coming to a close here.
Yes, everyone, please send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, especially if they're about clearing, so we can take a look at them and just give you the information in advance. We can have a chance to look them up if we need to. And thank you very much for all your questions and comments today. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, thank you, Kathy. And a lot of people have been reporting strange clouds more recently, so get up and start doing your gray sky clearing. That's a free clearing, and just get on there under the alien attack removal heading on the left side of the website there in the navigation link. Oh, blessings to all of you, and we shall see you later. Thank you, Kathy.
Good night.
Night, all.